This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood, where you can get a 2020 Corolla LE, lease it for $159 a month, sign and drive $289 a month, get on down to 1841 North State Road 7 in Hollywood, Toyota of Hollywood.
Alrighty, we are ready to rock. It is 11 a.m., and where are you? Hopefully you'll be here at Toyota of Hollywood, because that's where we're going to be for the next couple of hours, having some fun, rocking and rolling, of course, taking your questions, your comments, and talking about a whole bunch of things. And it's nice to be able to just talk about sports now, and there's all these sports going on. And you know, I'm watching a doubleheader yesterday. The funny part was, in the second game, like in the first game, I was well aware of it, right? In the second game, I got caught up with it. And when they got the third out in the seventh inning, I was like, okay, two more. Oh, wait, the game's over. So it's like, I thought, okay, we got to hang on for two more. No, wait, the game's over. That's right. Yeah, seven innings for a moment there. I mean, That's how it went yesterday, and it was a hell of a night last night, because I don't know how many of you watched the Portland-Philadelphia game. That thing had an awesome ending. I thought Philadelphia got jobbed, by the way, on that offsides. You know, we had some basketball last night. We had hockey during the day. The Panthers actually won, which was great. I mean, it's a lot of fun now when you're able to actually talk about sports, right? For months, we were just talking about having sports back. How's it going to be? What's going to go on? And look, I don't know how long this is going to last. You know, baseball, I'm terrified for, because they're not in a bubble. Hockey, I mean, the Panthers just extended their stay for a game. I would imagine they're going to lose tomorrow. You know, I would love to see them win and extend it to the fifth game at least. That would be nice. I'd like for them to actually keep winning, but I don't have a lot of hope for them. So that's going to end. And I'll keep watching the hockey playoffs, because, you know, well, this isn't the playoffs. These are play-in games is what they're called. It's not really even the playoffs. But once the playoffs start, I will always watch it, because the hockey playoffs are the best playoffs. They are just so intense and usually just thrilling finishes almost all the time. So I will definitely be watching. I just wish the Panthers would be a bigger part of it, unfortunately. You know what I mean? But it is so nice to be able to, like, okay, I could talk about anything right now. You know what I mean? And now we've got football on the horizon. And again, I don't know how long that's going to last either. But it's just nice to at least be able to talk about actual sports. And, you know, it's funny, because you know how football was able to gauge for a while here how soccer was going to react, how basketball, how hockey, and then now they're going to implement their plans, and we'll see what happens. But it's interesting, because, you know, when the NBA looks at this, Bill, they're going to now be able to look at football and say, well, we're really successful with the bubble. If the pandemic continues, okay, and yesterday, you know, we had another large number of deaths. Unfortunately, we had 245, I think it was, in our state alone. So if the death rate continues the way it is right now, which is terrible, which we're going over 1,000 deaths every single day now, then the NBA might say, well, look at all the trouble that baseball's having. Look at all the trouble football's having. Gentlemen, if we want to do this again, we're going to have to do it from the beginning in the bubble. And then we will then, you know, adjust accordingly if we can get out of the pandemic and we have a vaccine and all of that. So it's interesting how the roles may be reversed, where the NFL was the sport that could buy itself some time by watching others implement theirs. And now we're going to see if football can actually, you know, survive. Today at 4 o'clock is the deadline for guys to opt out. So we'll find out if how many more guys are going to opt out, how many big names are going to opt out. But basketball now, and the players and the owners are gonna have a little time to look at how football and baseball, and if the virus destroys their seasons, they're gonna look at it and say, well, guess what? Now we saw what the guinea pigs are. We need to go, you know, hey, we got to go bubbling again. If we want to do this, we got to go bubbling. And the good thing for the NBA is now that you've done it once, you can now do it again, and maybe you can even tweak it and make it even better. But what you can guarantee yourself is what? A season. You know what I mean? So the roles might start getting reversed here, you know, over the next couple of months. And when the NBA, and remember, that's the good thing for us sports fans. The NBA season's coming, like, quickly. Like, we'll have the playoffs, and it'll be a really short off season. So we won't be talking for a long time about what about the next, the next NBA season is right on us. You know what I mean? So that's going to be really cool that we're going to get our NBA season right away, and then our NHL season. And, you know, the NHL, they don't have the luxury of the NFL and the NBA. They don't make that kind of money. So if this bubble works for them and they see where the pandemic is going and it's still going on, and, of course, the Canadian teams, Canada will not be very receptive to accepting individuals from other places that, you know, could be bringing the virus. You know what I'm saying? So I think this is an issue that eventually it'll all work out. Don't get me wrong. But it's funny how the NBA now will have their opportunity to see, okay, we saw ours worked. And if we stay away from the bubble, what will be the effects? And we're going to find out if football and baseball are able to figure it out, you know, because look at Tampa Bay. We talked about it yesterday. They're already looking at doing their own bubble now. So they're trying to mimic a little bit, because it's interesting that the players have come to the agreement themselves that the bubble might be the better way instead of the way the NFL is doing it.
Look, if the bubble works, the other thing that helps.
No. The bubble works.
So far,
The bubble works. Dude, it's
as long as you stay within.
That's the bubble. That's what I'm saying. The bubble works. Soccer, hockey, and basketball are having no problems. Only one guy ventured out to a strip club. That's it. And that was just pure stupidity.
And he didn't even bring it back.
Luckily. And wait a minute. He wouldn't have been able to bring it back, bro. They sequestered his ass.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the bubble system is foolproof, pretty much.
So far.
I mean.
So far.
Dude, it's three sports. It's thousands and thousands and thousands of tests. You control the environment. You control the sport. You're good.
You know what would help? If this does, like, sign, sealed, delivered, no issues, you won't have opt-outs.
Right.
Unless you don't want to go to the bubble.
Right.
It won't be that risk. It's either you're okay with being locked down or you're not.
Right.
It's not about the possibility of getting this.
Right, right. It's and so that's where this whole thing, the tide is going to end up turning now, you know, as the NFL was able to use everybody else's guinea pigs. Now the NBA and the NHL are going to be able to use baseball and football as guinea pigs, because they're going to say, okay, well, look at life without a bubble and look how disastrous it is. Now we got to go back to the bubble. You know what I mean? Hey, look, schools are they're coming to their senses. A lot of them are like, hey, we're going online, because it doesn't make sense, man. I mean, they just out of Georgia.
There are going to be some idiots that are going to try. And
Georgia,
push.
They just did a school where a second grader came in with corona, and now they have to sequester the kids and the teacher and all that. There's another school where it's like 100 kids that have to be now, you know.
And talking about disinfecting everything.
I mean,
can you imagine?
It's ridiculous, dude. It's ridiculous. You know, every teacher should be online this year. You know what I'm saying? It's just the way it should be right now, because it's too dangerous to do it the other way. But it's interesting that how everything has worked out in the bubble. And now the NBA is going to be able to, they're going to play the guinea pig. They're going to use the NFL as the guinea pigs now. And that's what we're going to find out over the next couple of months. And then the experience for players in the bubble. You know what I mean? Like the Panthers don't count because, what, they went to the bubble for a couple of weeks and then they're out. I mean, that was like they went like on an extended cruise. You know, I've been on those seven-day cruises, so they were a couple of extra weeks, and then they got off the – they got off. But
Hold out a little hope, man.
I have no hope for the Panthers.
Oh, man.
I lost hope in the Panthers a long, long time ago. They're just not good enough.
Will you
man.
Be a little bit on the Rudy side if we win the next game?
Oh, no,
we
no.
Push it to five?
No, I was rooting yesterday. I'm going to be rooting
You're
tomorrow.
You're going to be rooting again.
But. Yeah, I'm going to be rooting. And if they somehow get to game five, I'll be crazy rooting for them to advance, even though I know they're not much. But, you know, yeah, I would love it. And nothing would make me happier than the Panthers winning.
But until they actually win the series, you're not all in.
No, I'm not all in at all. Even if they win the series and they actually get to the playoffs, they're not going to do anything. I don't really have any hope because I love them, I have to be a realist. They don't have.
So they're on borrowed time, and it's just a matter of time.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, yesterday was like, wow, great, they won. They extended their season for one more game is basically the way I'm looking at it. They got to do a lot to prove me. They got to get, like, a deep run into the playoffs, you know, to like, okay, you guys are doing something. You guys are advancing. I am wrong. You know what I mean? Just making the playoffs for these. I said this at the beginning of the year. Making the playoffs is not an accomplishment for this group. Now, we're way past those things. That's an accomplishment for this young Heat team, making the playoffs. Not only did they make the playoffs, they're a top four seed. Okay, so not only did they reach expectations, they exceeded expectations, and they're a top four seed right now. Panthers can't even make the playoffs. And a group like this should be already a perennial playoff team, and they're not. So it's really more of an indictment on Barkov and Huberto and Ekblad and that group, and that they're led by those guys. Okay? And so the fact that they haven't gotten anywhere, that's on them, dude. So, no, yeah, I'll be rooting for them, but I'm realistic that, you know, they are what they are. I can't look at them any other way, unfortunately. That's what sucks. But they won yesterday, 3-2. Islanders have a 2-1 lead. Tomorrow at noon, since, you know, the Panthers aren't sexy, they'll always use them at noon and kind of get them out of the way and move on the schedule. So they'll play another noon game tomorrow. We'll be on. We'll be over at Craig's Inn Acura hanging out doing our show. So we'll be watching that one at the same time. And hopefully they can actually pull off the upset.
The way you say it, it's almost like the NHL is all, okay, how far can we get the Panthers away from prime time?
Yeah, no, that's...
How far can we push them into 10 o'clock in the morning?
I mean, why would anybody want to see them outside of us? Nobody really wants to see them. And the Islanders aren't necessarily sexy either. You know, they're better than the Panthers.
Don't say that to an Islander fan, man.
Yeah, but nationally is what I'm saying. But yes, I get it. Mike No-Go Zones now is probably pissed. But he's laughing anyway because his Islanders.
Well, 35, 40 years ago, I would have been pissed.
Right. That's when the Islanders were the Islanders. Yeah, that's a whole different ball game. We got the Heat tonight against the Bucks, or this afternoon at 4:00. I'm afraid that again we saw the way they rested the guys against the Nets. I'm afraid that this is one of those games that they're just going to be pacing themselves. So I'm not really expecting a good matchup here. In other words, we can be happy about the first two wins, and especially the first one. Remember, it was without Butler. Remember that? They beat him in overtime. What was it? I remember I wrote this down. October 26th, 131-126 in overtime. And that, if I remember correctly, Kendrick Nunn went crazy in that game, I think. But bottom line is, they beat him without Butler in that game, and so those two games you can actually enjoy those two games. Today, I don't know if we can actually look at this win if they win today Actually, if they lose, you might be a little disappointed because there will be very little of Giannis. And that's what I'm expecting, that I don't think he'll be playing a ton today. And that kind of takes away from this matchup, unfortunately. You know? So that's the only thing that I'm a little concerned about for today, that this game won't be as sweet as we kind of want it to be. You know what I'm saying?
There's no need, bottom line, because COVID has eliminated home field advantage. There is, you know, other than in baseball, you getting last ups. That's it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. And so that's why today it's just one of those where it's a conditioning game, I guess, for the Miami Heat. Get guys in shape. You know, Jimmy didn't play the other game. He'll play today, hopefully, with the foot. If not, if the foot's acting up a little bit, you rest him even more and you pace him is what you do with him. So that, you know, is what to expect. Now, what you definitely got to talk about is what's developing into the story of baseball. The Miami Marlins, powered by COVID. I mean, this is amazing. They lose 17 of their 30 guys. Okay, they got to call up a bunch of guys that are younger guys from their minors. They got to sign a couple of guys off the street. Mike Hill had to kind of, you know, scotch tape and Elmer's glue and put everything together here. And Mattingly has pushed all the right buttons. And the guys made plays when they had to, hit bombs when they had to, force a grounder and a double play when they have to get out of an inning like they did yesterday. I think it was with Blyer on the mound that I got a little nervous, but they were able to get out of it. All these things, everything's gone their way, you know, and they're 5-1. And look, I don't want to hear about their opponents because the Marlins are younger than everybody else. Okay, and they probably have less talent than everybody else. All right, so the fact that they're 5-1, I am not daring to bring up the opponent. I think that's insulting to the Marlins at this point. Look, do I think they're going to contend for anything? Probably not. But man, it's a fun story. And baseball is a weird thing, dude. It's a dynamic that sometimes you cannot explain. And the 0-3 Marlins were a perfect example. Now, again, we've had this conversation. Those young guys were way more mature, more developed. We cannot compare the two. But we've seen strange things like that happen in baseball. And it's just pretty cool. Hey, they're going by winning percentage when it's all said and done. If everybody doesn't get to play their 60 games, and the Marlins are one of those where right now, well, winning percentage is pretty damn sweet at 5-1. And you got a shot at sweeping the Orioles today in a four-game sweep. And that's super impressive for the Marlins if they're able to do that. Again, I just enjoy it, man. They're pitching well. They're playing defense. They're getting timely hits. Brian Anderson yesterday with a big-ass home run. They won the first game 1-0. Solo shot by Brian Anderson. The second game, they won 2-1. Anderson again and Aguilar with the RBIs in that game. Five Marlins pitchers throw a four-hit, one-earned run, 7K outing yesterday. I mean, I can't say. Eliezer Hernandez went 4 1/3 yesterday, two hits, 5 Ks. Kid threw 43 strikes out of 66 pitches. Kid pitched well, man, and it was. And the bullpen, which by the way, the bullpen has been ravaged by COVID. A lot of the guys that are out are part of the bullpen, and the bullpen has been enormous in these games, and they're winning close games too, 1-0, 2-1. So they're in tight situations where they can't make a lot of mistakes. And they're not making mistakes. And for a young team, again, I watched every pitch, every inning yesterday of both games. And I got to tell you, man, it just becomes more and more compelling as you watch them win and you know, 5-1, and the COVID stuff, the setbacks, how young they are, all of that stuff, I just find it so cool, you know? And it turns into a better story every single day as you watch the Marlins win.
Obviously bouncing back and forth.
A lot of fun.
The Yankees were
they lost
in
yesterday.
The same deal, but with two games. Marlins only give up one run in three games, okay? Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been awesome.
And the Orioles are the second best team in the American League East right now. They had come off of 2 out of 3, like I said, over Boston and sweeping the Rays. I mean, they were playing decent baseball.
Yeah, yeah.
It isn't like, you know, the Marlins ran into what we were anticipating. The Orioles were as hot as the Marlins.
It's awesome, dude. It is awesome to see. Not expected whatsoever. And listen, maybe they go into the crapper now because they're so young. But still, man, just, you know what? Enjoy. And look, after months of no sports, it's really nice to kick back. That's what I was sitting back going, man, I'm so spoiled. And I'm watching the Philly-Portland game, and it was a great, great, great finish. I mean, they're up 2-0, you think. And they almost scored 3-0. If Elliott doesn't get that deflection and the goal mouth and clears that ball, it's 3-0 Portland, and you can write it off. And then Philly scores. And then they should have given them that second goal, and it should have been 2-2, and they called it offsides in the box. I just thought it was kind of a cheesy call. I'm watching that. I'm watching baseball. I'm watching basketball. I'm watching hockey. I am in heaven yesterday being able to watch all of that, man. It just was a lot of fun, and it started while we were on the air with the hockey game, and then it rolled over into the afternoon and started watching basketball and baseball and everything else and soccer, and it was just a lot of fun, man. I mean, after months, you know, we started this podcast last August, last September, really, late August. But first couple months, obviously, we had sports going on. But then the pandemic hit, and now we haven't had sports in so long. And it's been frustrating that we, you know, it's COVID talk, it's politics, because obviously the whole everything that's gone on with social injustice and the politics have crossed over with sports like it does so many times. You, not that you don't want to address those things, not that you want to avoid them, because you want to be a part of that conversation too, but that's not what this show is about. You know, this show's about sports, and
there was none. There was none.
Get away from all that stuff. That's kind of what you guys come here for. That's what I want to do. You know what I mean? But when there's nothing to talk about, then it bleeds into one into the other. And it's just nice to be able to sit back and actually talk about what's going on. And everything about the Marlins right now, it just tells you great story. Great story. Enjoy the ride, man.
Go look at the standings. They officially have us in first by a half a game over the Braves. Let me just say, baseball has been very, very good to Bill, because I've got first place Yankees and first place Marlins.
Yeah, good
May
stuff.
It stay this way till September 27th.
Well, let's see what happens, man. It's gonna be a lot of fun. A little roll call. Julius 305 was the first one in the house. Thank you, sir. We are here, Julius. We are ready to rock, baby. There you go.
Big O's ready to open doors and not touch.
That's it. That's it right there. So on my keychain, do I have too much already? Because I have my ear. I don't even know when I'll use these again for a concert.
What are you calling that contraption?
I don't know. It's
the
like
poker, because you can poke stuff, you know?
Oh, this thing? I have no idea what it's called.
Whoa. Are you
losing
your ear?
I have no idea what it's called. But these are my earpieces. If they can come out. Damn. See, they've been stuck in there for months since the UFO concert, and they're squeezed in there, and I can't even get to them. But anyway, they're in there. They're bunched up in there, I guess. But my earpieces are
here.
They
don't want to come out because they haven't come out in so long. They're like, you forgot about
us. Yeah, you forgot about us. I got my nitro, so if I have a heart attack, you unscrew this stuff. and then there's a pill there, and I got to put it under my tongue, and then I've got the new contraption that Julius 305 gave to me, and then, of course, my car thing to open and close. So there you go, crazy keychains with all kinds of stuff. Robert Triana is in the house. Cle Torres is in. Mark McIntyre. Julius, we said that. Let's see, Flipside Fishing. Ian from Brooklyn, the Raging Dolphin Maniac. Herman Cuevas, or Cueva. Mark McIntyre says, baseball is a joke. Now waited too long, no bubbles, seven-inning games. Are they selling candy bars like Little League 2? Brother, it's a pandemic. They got to squeeze in a few games before the season. It is what it is, so just enjoy the moment. If you want to complain, complain. We know it's a bogus season, but whatever, man.
We have sports.
Yeah, we have some sports, so enjoy that. At least you get to watch a little baseball.
Oh, inquiring minds want to know who was in first.
Marlins.
No. Who got
on? I already said that.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Julius 305.
Julius was the winner?
Yeah, he was the number one-er today. Josh is in. John Santos says audio is in and out. Gus says, good morning, guys. Audio cutting out. Josh says, thank God I wasn't the only one. Let's see. Rosendo says, good morning, everyone. Prayers in the chat room. 6 feet above ground. A good day. Deadline for NFL players to opt out. Yes, 4 o'clock. David Pridham is in. He says, if you're already 7 games behind the leader already, like Casey Royals, given a 60-game season, very tough hill to climb to dream of winning division. Yeah, but the KC Royals never had they didn't have any expectations. It's like the Marlins. So if you are in contention, it's a miracle. If you're not, it's expected. You know what I mean? So it really shouldn't be. For the Royals, it's about getting their players experience in a very short season. Let's see. What else do we have here? Call of Duty 1, Life is a Gamble is in, Ray Grulon, Dougie Fresh, the guy Panthers have to neutralize on the Islander is Peugeot. The little guy has been a beast during the playoffs his entire career, not intimidated with the rest of the Isles. 2 consecutive wins can be done. They can be done if you have a team that is mentally tough. Unfortunately, the Panthers are not a mentally tough team. They have never proven to be mentally tough. And I see Alexa V is in, and so is Nico Jones also chiming in on the chat board. So appreciate all of you out there on the chat board, as always, and reaching out on the show and supporting us any way that you are or you can, whether it's us, our sponsors. Always appreciate. Remember, when you go to any of our sponsors, mention our name, okay? Very important, because that's how you keep the show going, by mentioning our name. So we got Marlins tonight at 7:35. Wade LeBlanc taking on Jordan Yamamoto. Some people wanted to free Yamamoto. Well, Yamamoto is free, and he'll be on the mound. LeBlanc, by the way, is 1-0 with a 4.09 ERA. And that's the other thing, that when you look at this matchup straight up, they had the better pitchers. I mean, that's not even up for any kind of discussion. And the Marlins are somehow or another, man, they got a shot at a 4-game sweep here. You know how rare 4-game sweeps are? I mean, it's tough just to sweep in the majors. A 4-game sweep, that's I don't care who it is. And the Orioles were playing well, so it's pretty cool to see the Marlins do that. So we got a lot of sports to talk about. Of course, you want to chime in. You can chime in on the chat board. You got any questions, you want to reach out to us on the text line, which is 786-322-1105. The text line, 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the text line, the other way is to reach out to us is on email, Orlando@BigOradioShow.com. That's Orlando@BigOradioShow.com. That's the way to reach out to us, many ways. That's how we set it up. So that way you guys always have a form to reach out to us and hook up. You were going to say something?
No, I just sent a text to our IT people here and see if they could come because, yeah, there must be something going on with
Right now, they're not saying anything about the thing, but, yeah, that maybe they could restart it. And
yeah, something, man. This is the second week at this spot that it's really, and we've got our listeners and want to put out the best product we can.
Yeah, no, definitely. So we'll get that done for you guys because it's the internet. It has nothing to do with anything we're doing because the recordings come out perfect, the podcast. So obviously it's not the cables or anything like that. So it happens. So maybe we can tweak it here and they can restart it. You know what? Let's do this. Let's take a quick break because it's 11:30. We're out here at Toyota of Hollywood, 1841 North State Road 7. We'll be out here till 2 o'clock. Come on by and say hi. I want to get into a little Dolphins talk when we come back on the other side. I want to talk a little bit about something to forecast with the Dolphins. We'll do that next.
It's a buyer's market at Toyota of Hollywood. Over 1,500 Toyotas on the ground, and truckloads just keep on coming. Now pay up to 50% less. 2020 Camry, not $29,000, $17,775. 2020 Corolla, not $22,000, $13,775. Buy a new 2020 Toyota with zero down and 0% financing, or we'll make your payments till 2021 at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, South Side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.